Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, speaking to you from Pueblo, Colorado, on this scary 27th day of October 2009. Get ready for a special Halloween treat today, folks. For actress Rosemary Gore and the mad movie man A.J. Hockery are here to share their opinions about which film can be named the greatest horror movie of all time. Plus, results of a survey on this frightening topic will be revealed sometime during the show. Now, most of our regular listeners know that Rosemary and AJ are among our favorite guests. In fact, they were both with us for our Halloween special last year when we talked about ghost movies, and I had a chance to listen to it again yesterday. It's a great show, so if you haven't checked that one out, please take a listen to the archives. Both Rosemary and AJ have excellent credentials for today's discussion. Rosemary has appeared in such horror films as Fear of the Dark, The Tenement, Sins of the Fathers, Baby Doll, and Hellraiser 3. And AJ is the horror expert for Real Talk Movie Reviews. He, of course, writes for other sites, including TerrorTube.com. But before bringing our guests on, I better check in with Nikki and Jazz to see if they're ready to help with the show. Nikki, if I remember correctly, Halloween is your favorite holiday. Is that right?
It is. That is absolutely correct. Yes, I love Halloween so much.
Well, are you ready for it this year?
Uh-huh, I am. I'm ready for it, and I live in Transylvania County. So, yes, we
oh,
have
yeah.
a great time for Halloween.
Transylvania County. Well, you know, uh-huh. I've spent the last few days getting candy to give out to trick-or-treaters that come to the door on Halloween, but I keep eating the candy.
So
I have to go back, so I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to be ready or not, but I know you're going to be watching the chat and helping out with the chat and being in charge of the chat, so please let us know if anything strange happens there, because we have been having some strange technical things happening. The Halloween spirits have not been kind to us technically. So I hope everything goes well there in the chat. And I want to thank our brave chatters for signing in. We really appreciate it, as we do all of our other listeners, of course. Jazz, I can hardly wait to find out if Rosemary and AJ agree about which film deserves to be called the greatest horror movie ever made. But instead of co-hosting today, I've asked you to serve also as one of our resources on horror movies. So, Jazz, have you done your research about horror flicks?
Oh, I absolutely have. Fortunately, I was possessed by the disembodied spirit of a dead Scottish axe murderer over the weekend, so it really put me in the mood, although the police are now looking for me.
I think I know what movie or what spirit possessed you. So it looks like everything is in order. So it's my pleasure to welcome Rosemary and AJ back to Movie Addict Headquarters. Ladies first, as always. Rosemary, thanks for being our guest again today.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you could be with us, and I'm also happy that AJ could be here again. Welcome back to Movie Addict Headquarters, AJ.
Thanks for having me back, Betty Jo. This whole month of October has been like another Christmas for me. I have just been going horror crazy. I've been like doing all these top 10 lists for some of the other sites that I write for, and all month I've been doing the special October Horrorthon blog, where I watch a different horror movie that I've never seen before every single day. And it's been taxing, but there's been some good ones that I've seen.
Well, this is your area that you're interested in, and I really loved the article that you submitted to Real Talk Reviews. What was it? Five flicks that with bite, and it was five vampire films that you think no one has seen or not enough people have seen. And
exactly.
That was so. Well, really, I hope that the listeners will go over to RealTalkReviews.com and check out that article, because you did a great job on that. And of course, it's always fun to have you on the show. But I think we should get right down to business. And the first thing I'd like to know is what each of you look for in a horror movie. Now, Rosemary, as a horror movie star, why don't you get us started on that question?
Well, what do I personally look for in a horror movie? I like a movie that makes me think, but I can't figure out. And you're kind of left at the end of the movie. You're trying to figure out the conclusion.
Everything spelled out for you.
Right, right. When you have to go back and watch it 3 and 4 times and try to figure it out. I think those are the best movies, where it's just kind of left, you know, up to you. Or just maybe there is no closure. You're just kind of left.
That's an interesting point of view. I hadn't quite thought of horror movies that way. How do you agree with Rosemary, AJ?
Well, what I kind of look for is, well, the way I see it is this. There's like two different kinds of horror movies out there. There's one where it's either like very solemn, like very serious, and sort of like The Exorcist, where you kind of watch it and it's very heavy, very dark, very disturbing. But the other kind is the kind that I go for most, where a horror movie has sort of a funny edge to it. Not necessarily campy or over the top, but just aware of how so many horror movies just try to outdo one another with gore and effects and all this pizzazz, that they kind of have the ability to sit back and make fun of themselves. And it usually ends up in a more well-rounded movie, sort of like Zombieland or Shaun of the Dead, and that's what I kind of go for in horror.
And you like both types, but you prefer a little bit of humor with the horror. And how about you, Jazz?
What I look for most really is, and I guess it's just that old-fashioned thing again, I like artful horror suspense films where it doesn't have to be so much direct blood and guts and splatter all over the screen, where it's more implied, more in a Hitchcock style. Some things can take place off-screen. The other big thing I really look for in a good horror film is the musical score. You cannot build suspense without a really good music score and a lot of good audio work, and that completes the experience.
Well, I like the way you think about that, Jazz. The music in the horror movies is extremely important, and I think there are three elements that a horror movie needs, and of course it is suspense would be the first one. The second would be frights. it needs to scare you. And then the third thing, I'll go along with AJ on this, a little bit of humor so that you don't take everything quite so seriously. And I'm very happy when I see movies that have all those three elements, but sometimes they're all lacking, and we're going to be talking about the worst horror movies later on, so we'll have some examples of movies that probably don't do any of those things. But horror films are so popular, and they continue to be popular, and you can make a pretty bad horror movie and still get a big box office take. So why do you think horror films are so popular, AJ?
Well, this sort of goes back to I was watching the new Clive Barker movie, Book of Blood, on DVD the other day, which wasn't that great of a movie, but on the DVD's features, Clive Barker comes out, and he sort of talks about how horror movies are all about the forbidden. They're about exploring topics that, like, in some way or another, we're told we're not supposed to see. And I think curiosity gets the most of a lot of people in horror movies kind of give them the ability to peer through the curtain and see what they're not supposed to see, even though it might scare them. It's just exploiting that curiosity for some good thrills, and I think that's a big draw to horror movies.
I think you're right about that. What's your opinion on that question, Rosemary? You think it's because they give us a chance to see the forbidden or to think about the forbidden, or do you have other reasons for the popularity of horror flicks?
I agree with that comment. Also, I think, fear makes one curious. And to see a horror film, it's a very safe way to embrace your fear.
Yeah.
Because you can turn the TV on and off, or you can leave the theater or whatever you want to do. But it's a safe way to experience fear without it, of course, actually happening. And
exactly.
It's a great way to get over fear in a very safe, in a safe environment.
I think that's a great point. I just love to be in a darkened theater. And, maybe with my family members along with me, and to see these horrible things on screen and know that we're all there, we're all safe and sound, or we're all snuggling on the couch, you know, at home when we're watching a DVD or watching a horror film on TV. So I think that what you said makes a lot of sense. How about you, Jazz? Are these the things that make horror films so popular, do you think?
I asked a psychologist that during an interview last year, and the answer really stuck with me. It goes back to childhood. Even when little babies love to play peekaboo, people like to be startled. There's an endorphin rush, and as Rosemary said, you want to enjoy that in a safe environment where you know you don't have to pay the consequences. But there's a certain percentage of the population that just gets off on that. It's why some of us, like a dummy like me, take up skydiving. You know, you do it because you want the rush. And there's a big element of that in people that enjoy horror movies.
Yeah.
I think that's true, yeah. But we do enjoy the horror films. And I get such a kick out of the fans of horror films because they are the most avid about these films, and they can be the most critical too. They have their opinions, and they want to see what they want to see on the screen, and they're really an interesting group of people. But now for the $64,000 question, which film do you think is the greatest horror movie of all time? Let's start with you, Rosemary.
That is just so hard.
I mean,
there's so many classics. I would have to say the greatest horror movie would be The Exorcist.
Ah, The Exorcist. Why?
Being possessed, getting over being possessed, moving on and experiencing the horror. And the acting was just incredible.
The atmosphere that was set up, yeah. The atmosphere that was set up in it.
Yeah, everybody. Ellen Bernstein, Linda Blair, the two priests.
Yeah, they were great.
And that could have been a hokey. It could have turned out to be kind of hokey, but it came off, of course, to be very polished, very real.
And the special effects were out of this world, weren't they?
And
that's a pun.
And the music was great. It was all in all well-executed film all the way around.
I think you're right about that. It wouldn't necessarily be my choice, but it is a good choice. AJ, what's your pick for the greatest horror film of all time?
My pick, I didn't have to hesitate a moment when I thought about it. I got to pick John Carpenter's Halloween. Because it's the perfect marriage of the new school horror sensibilities with the old school. With the old school, you have, like, the setting. And as Jazz said earlier, the music just gets you in the mood. And it just leaves you hanging, like, in suspense the whole time. But it sort of has the newer mindset where the dangers, like, could exist in this world. Like, back in the Universal horror movies, they all dealt with all these fantastic monsters and vampires and all this stuff. But here it was just a maniac who had a knife and he was coming after you and nothing's going to stop him. And the suspense was just so terrific, and it just held you the whole time, while at the same time it didn't hardly spilled any blood whatsoever. And it's all just mood that kind of seeps into your head and just leaves you feeling like, oh gosh, what's going to happen next? And I loved it. It's perfect atmosphere, and it's a perfect horror movie.
Well, it certainly made an impression, didn't it? I mean, look at all the sequels and remakes. So it's certainly one of the classics, I would say, for the horror genre. What about you, Jazz? Do you pick either the Exorcist or Halloween?
I did not. I have a couple of great runner-ups when we get to that, but I also did not have to hesitate for a moment when you put the question to me. I knew what my answer was going to be, and it's The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
We're still scared of birds. Whenever I go sit out in my patio and I see all these birds lined up on the power lines,
still frightened.
Then I rush back in the house and lock the doors. Yeah. So the birds is a good one. I don't even think we have to ask why on that one. I haven't asked Nikki what her favorite horror movie is, or what movie she thinks is the greatest horror movie. I think I have an idea of what she's going to say, though. Nikki, what is your choice for the best?
Well,
the greatest.
It was hard for me to decide on one, but I think that of all time, the best horror movie ever made is The Exorcist. It doesn't matter when you watch it and how many times you've ever seen it, it'll scare the heck out of you. But that doesn't mean it's my favorite. My favorite horror movie is Silent Hill.
Uh-huh,
really?
That's what I thought. Yes, I remember you had picked that as the best ghost story, and the
I
way you explained
that.
It, I knew that you probably would pick it as the greatest horror movie.
I like the
movie.
Video game better than the movie myself.
I don't even know about the video game.
I loved Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween. I just saw it. It was really good.
Okay.
What about the original? What are your thoughts on the first one?
I love the original. It's classic. It's in my top five. It has to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Halloween.
I don't really like gore for gore. And I especially do not like comedy with my gore. Like, I love Shaun of the Dead, but it's not a horror movie to me. It's a comedy.
Right,
you
know? Right.
You
divide
horror.
I want to either be really scared. I want to either be really scared, or I want to really laugh. So.
Right. I don't,
you don't. You want it one extreme or the other. Well, my favorite is, and this isn't fair, because this movie had actually started me being a movie addict, and it's the first movie that I ever saw, and it scared me half to death. I had to just crawl under the theater seat and just kind of peek up at it to see the rest of the movie, and it's the original Frankenstein with Boris Karloff. And I've talked with several people, you know, in my age group who had the very same experience seeing that movie. I mean, it just, you know, we just could hardly take it, but we wanted to see it. We were just so fascinated. And I've watched it since then, and it still holds up to me. So I think that was the greatest horror movie. But I did have some runners-up, and maybe we could talk about the other runners-up that you all have had. I had Alien second, because I'm still frightened whenever I even think about that movie. And I do have The Birds as third, Jazz. And I have Shadow of the Vampire, which, Nikki, it has probably too much humor for you to be classified as a horror movie. And then for my fifth one, I have the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because it's a musical, so naturally I would have to throw a musical in there. What are your runners up, Rosemary?
Oh, Psycho and
okay.
The Omen and Shining, Pet Sematary. and The Innocents.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are really, really good. How about you, AJ?
Well, I got to say, the only more terrifying movie that could possibly challenge Halloween is Catwoman. It was absolutely horrifying.
You mean the one with Halle Berry?
Yeah, I crawled under the seat. It's like, no, get it away.
Wait. Are you talking horror as in bad, or yeah, you're talking horror?
I'm just being a smart aleck.
But my runners
up for best horror would be The Omen, 1976 version. The Wolfman, which is my favorite out of all the Universal horror movies. Frankenstein, a very close second to Wolfman, and then 1932's Freaks.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I hear
hate
that.
AJ. Jeez, that was my first runner-up. Jeez, somebody had to steal it on me.
Freaks.
Exactly.
What were your other runners-up, Jazz?
Some lesser-known ones. But Freaks, if you haven't seen it, the original 1932, made with actual circus freaks from a circus troupe. An incredible film. Make sure you see it. Rob Englund's performance in Nightmare on Elm Street. That's still one of the great ones for me. Yes, it's campy, but I liked it. And one that most people probably didn't get a chance to see, 2007, a movie called Pathology, directed by Mark Schulman.
Really? In the top five?
Well, just runner-up, said, I like to get something people might not have seen. I thought that was very well done, and it was very creepy, particularly for a lower-budget film. So.
Yeah, we'll have to check those out. Well, this is probably a good time for me to reveal the results of a very unscientific survey I did. I asked people on Twitter and on Facebook and on the Muse conference board and some BTR hosts and my people on my email list to give me their vote for the greatest horror movie of all time. And there were about 40 films suggested. And here are the top five. The fifth place, Rosemary's Baby. Mm-hmm. The fourth place, Night of the Living Dead. The third place, Psycho. The second place, The Shining. And the first place, The Exorcist. Personally, I would have switched The Shining and The Exorcist, but the people have spoken. So it looks like The Exorcist then is getting the most, votes. So we have a number of votes for The Exorcist, and Rosemary put it number one, and Nikki had high regard for it. And Nikki, I'm wondering if there are some other comments or other suggestions from the chat for movies that we haven't talked about that could be contenders for the greatest horror movie of all time.
Well, the chat is having a discussion about good horror movies, but so far they've been agreeing with what we've been saying on our picks. The Exorcist, it's everybody's saying how scary it was and that the music in it was just really, really added to it. And it seems that, and The Omen,
Those are the two.
Yeah, Psycho and The Hunger.
The Hunger, right. That's a vampire movie, right? Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
It does. Susan Sarandon. Yeah.
Right, and Catherine Deneuve. Yeah, that was really a very seductive movie, I think, and a very, very good movie. Well, we've had some excellent picks for our best horror movie, and I'm glad to see Frankenstein made it to AJ's list, even if it was right behind The Wolfman. Now, what about the worst horror movies ever made? AJ, you want to give us your worst horror movie ever made?
Well, I have seen a lot of horror movies in my time, and a lot of them have been really terrible, and this one I didn't need to hesitate on. It's one that never made it to theaters. It went straight to DVD. And I don't know, some people probably haven't even heard of it. It's called Dark Harvest 2, The Maze.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Literally all the movie is that this guy's daughters get lost in a cornfield maze, and he yells out for them. That's it. That's a two-hour movie.
I'm glad
All he does is wander around and yell for them, and it's the most excruciating experience I have ever had watching a movie. It was horrible.
that is really bad. Yours might win the prize. It's too bad though that we haven't seen it, so we can put it on our list. What about you, Rosemary? What's your pick for the worst horror movie ever made?
It was out a couple of years ago. It was The Intruders with Dylan McDermott.
I haven't seen that.
Intruders. Or The Pretenders or whatever it was. It was about, anyway, it was awful.
Enough said.
It was terrible. It was terrible. The first 15 minutes were great, and then it just went downhill.
But now, is that, there was a movie called The Strangers.
No, that's a different
one. Okay. The Intruders is Dylan McDermott.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jazz, the worst horror movie ever made? I know that your wife has seen one that she thinks is the worst ever made. I hope you'll at least mention that.
Well, that's on my runners-up list. I had trouble with this, even narrowing it down to five, but I finally, for worst, settled on Anne Gorsod's Embrace of the Vampire, which was really nothing more than an excuse to get Alyssa Milano naked for 90 minutes.
And
what's wrong with that?
If that's what you want, that's fine. If anybody wants to rent it, go ahead. But please, by all means, turn the sound down, put on a good CD, listen to the music, and just watch the woman take her clothes off. The plot is nonsensical. There's nothing scary. The lead male they have in there attempting to play this solemn vampire just comes off without trying to. It was the worst, campy, horrible, least frightening person. I mean, it was terrible. Oh, God.
Well, I have to mention that my worst horror movie pick would be Plan 9 from Outer Space, and I know people are going to be upset about that.
No.
Because I do realize that it was so bad that it's just kind of a classic of badness, right? And
yeah,
it is fun to watch. In fact, I think they were touring it on some of the multiplexes, where there would be a discussion afterwards. So it's a classic, sort of a cult classic. But honestly, people, the special effects in that film, I mean, they were just, I mean, the makeup, the special effects, please. And I know Ed Wood has quite a following. And I know that Johnny Depp played Ed Wood in the movie, Ed Wood. But I just have to say the Plan 9 from Outer Space is my pick for the worst. Nikki,
Betty Joe, I just wanted to interrupt you. Rosemary, I'm on my trusty laptop here. And did you mean The Messengers?
The Messengers,
with
The Intruders, Dylan McDermott? Whatever, they're awful. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie. I agree with you wholeheartedly. That was awful.
Okay, I got the title wrong. Whatever, it was terrible.
But The Messengers, okay. If there's a movie called The Intruders, we apologize.
Yeah, to all those out there, please don't sue us, okay, or me, whatever. But yeah, that was an awful movie.
Well, thank you, AJ, for using your
thank you.
We appreciate that. Well, Nikki, do you have a worst horror movie pick, or is this something coming in from the chat that you'd like to add?
Well, from the chat is American Werewolf in London.
Oh my God!
No, American Werewolf in Paris. No, American Werewolf in Paris. Yeah.
and
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun. Good picks. Good picks, chat. Well, what are your runners-up, AJ? Excuse me.
Oh, runners-up, I would probably have to say Dark Harvest 3. That was actually terrible, too. I would also go with The Howling 2, which usually I'm a completist, and I try and watch, like, if I start out in a series, I want to watch the whole thing. I don't want to watch a single other Howling movie because of Howling 2.
Right.
And The Messengers was terrible, is another terrible ghost story. There are just too many bad ones to mention.
Okay, well, you've picked some good ones here, so I definitely agree with you, but I haven't seen Dark Harvest, but I agree with you just because of the way you explained it. Rosemary, do you have any runner-ups? Runners-up?
Oh, gosh, okay, I'm going to try to fit this all in. Well, along with Leprechaun, we have The Bride of Chucky. I really thought this stunk. Bride of Chucky was awful. And The Unborn that just came out with Gary Oldman, who's an incredible actor.
He is.
That was an awful movie. And all those Friday 13th and Halloween sequels, They can all go down the toilet. Yeah.
So they don't appeal to you.
I'm
so disappointed. I'm so disappointed that Bride of Chucky is on your
horror
movie list because I loved it. I really loved it. Yeah. But again, the humor, there was humor in it, and I just I got a big kick out of it. But how, Jazz?
Right.
How about your runner-up? Is it runners up or runner up?
Runners up. Yes.
Runners up. Okay.
I have to start with the one my wife picked, and I have to agree. The 1978, just terrible classic, Dracula's Dog, which was just horrible. The Bride, starring Sting, was I walked out of the theater on that one. It was horrible. And I had to pick one musical just for you, just to get it in there, but unfortunately it makes the worst list. The 1996 Trey Parker production, Cannibal the Musical, the Alfred Packer story, that was really bad. And wrapping up the list, probably one of my, it maybe should have been at the top of the list, Elves. If you never saw it, make sure you don't unless you want to get really drunk and laugh. The tagline was, "They're not working for Santa anymore." It was really horrible with the elves going around killing everyone at the North Pole. It was just embarrassing.
Oh my gosh! I'm glad I didn't see that. But you know, on my worst list, I have to put a Uwe Boll film called Alone in the Dark that was released in 2005. And I'm usually complaining about the darkness, you know, the dark scenes. But when I saw that, I was hoping that the whole thing was dark because it was so bad. Christian Slater is this researcher, but it had the sloppiest plot. I mean, the whole movie did not hang together. There wasn't one scary scene in Alone in the Dark, and I put it on my list of the worst movies of 2000. Worst movie of 2005, but I think it's right up there with Plan 9 of Outer Space as one of the worst horror movies ever made. And then there's a movie called Stay Alive. See No Evil. See No Evil. It was made in 2006 with that giant axe-wielding serial killer, and it was the grungiest horror movie that I have ever seen. But again, there was nobody in the film that you cared about. I think you need to have somebody, at least, that you care about. And it sort of combined, a mother. It's sort of like Norman Bates' mother. The mother was responsible for the guy becoming a serial killer. And then they tried to tie religion in it, too. And it just was lame. I mean, the whole thing was lame. So I'm going with Plan 9 of Outer Space, with See No Evil, and with Alone in the Dark. Well, let's talk about performances. Who do you think has given the best performance in a horror movie? AJ, why don't we start with you on that?
This is another easy one because my favorite actor of all time is Boris Karloff. Even in the crummiest movies ever made, he always found a way to give a good performance and be the best thing about it. But my pick is Boris Karloff's performance in 1945's The Body Snatcher, where he plays this cab driver who steals bodies for this doctor, and he is like one of the most sinister, underrated villains in all of horror, because he keeps hounding this doctor and just kind of poking him and prodding him, and he's sort of like that nagging doubt or like that nagging part of your mind that tries that your evil side. And he just personifies it so well, and it's so creepy. And The Body Snatcher, awesome movie, awesome performance.
I think you're right about that. Rosemary, do you have a best performance by an actor or actress in a horror film?
Okay.
I think it was Rosemary Gore in Fear of the Dark, but
well, thank
you. You're disqualified because you're a member of the panel. Okay.
Right. Well, thank you. I would say Linda Blair for best performance in a horror movie, for an actress, and for an actor, I would say Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Those are great.
Those are my two.
You can't really argue with those. How about you, Jazz?
Well, one of mine was already stolen again. I was going to say Linda Blair. For an actor, I decided to go with Frank Langella's portrayal of Dracula in the 1979 remake of Count Dracula. I thought that was just really creepy. And Frank Langella is one of my favorite and most underrated by so many people actors. It just tremendous job, and he always plays such a creepy character.
I know, and I really thought he did a great job in Dracula. I have three people that I really can't decide which would be the number one. Of course, you know how much I love Johnny Depp, and I thought that he was simply great in Sleepy Hollow, and I do classify that as a horror movie. I thought Sigourney Weaver was tremendous in Alien, and I thought Willem Dafoe was just brilliant as an actor, as a vampire playing an actor playing a vampire.
Yeah.
In Shadow of the Vampire. So those are my three, and I just because you know how I feel about Johnny Depp, I'll put him number one. Nikki, are there any nominees for best performances from the chat, or do you have one that you'd like to add?
You know what? The best performers and performances are the ones in the movies that I love the best, I think. And we have a Boris Karloff as the worst in the chat.
What?
Oh,
really?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Well, we have
from the chat.
Difference of opinion here. Do you know whether the Boris Karloff was for Frankenstein or for one of his other performances?
For Frankenstein, and then Keanu Reeves in Bram Stoker's Dracula as the worst.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Keanu, yeah.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. Oh.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves.
That
that's it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But Boris Karloff, the worst. Those are fighting words.
I knew that AJ would go
away. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I was just reading it.
Well, what about the directors? The directors of horror films, they need to get some recognition. So instead of talking about the worst performances in a horror movie, because our time is going by, let's just quickly say who we think the best director of horror films are. How about you, Rosemary? Who would you pick in that category?
Tough, but I have to say Hitchcock.
Hitchcock. That is tough, but that's a great choice. AJ, who do you
I would have to say James Whale, actually, for introducing a lot of the situations and styles that horror movies still copy. He's the director of The Old Dark House, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, The Invisible Man. Responsible for so many classics, and if just for his impact on the horror genre, I got to pick James Whale.
Yes, he was. I was thinking about him too. And Jazz, who's your choice for best director of horror flicks?
We can save time because I had Hitchcock also.
And you had Hitchcock, and I had Hitchcock. So uh-huh. Alfred Hitchcock wins, and with James Whale as second. But I should ask Nikki if there are any suggestions for directors coming from the chat.
Well, they're a little behind us in listening. They're about 30 seconds behind. But George actually said something really funny. She goes, I don't know many directors except Mel Brooks for Young Frankenstein.
Nice.
That was cute. Isn't she great?
right.
And
well,
John Carpenter, really. He's John Carpenter, great.
Yeah, I agree. John Carpenter, yeah.
Well,
I was wondering about what's coming up that we should be looking forward to in terms of horror films. AJ, you're the one that keeps up with this probably more than the rest of us. Do you have a horror film or two that you could tell us we could get excited about in the future? Is coming up in the future?
Well, the one that I'm personally looking forward to is the one that's sort of been making the rounds now and is this sort of phenomenal success, the Paranormal Activity. It hasn't opened around here yet. It's finally coming to my theater on Friday, and I have heard, like, weeks upon weeks of buildup of how it's just this frightening movie, and I'm interested in seeing it, if only just to see if the hype is worth it, if it's really as scary as they say, and that's the one that I'm looking forward to.
Sweeping the nation,
It really is, and we have two reviews of Paranormal Activity on realtalkreviews.com. Both of the critics are just raving about that film. I'm so disappointed that I haven't been able to see it, but you know it has the jerky handheld camera work that is really hard for me to watch. So I've been trying to persuade my husband to go see it and tell me what he thinks about it, but I haven't gotten him to do that yet. So, but Paranormal Activity. What do you know about a movie called Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio? And that's a Martin Scorsese film. Have you heard anything good about that? It looks like a horror film, AJ.
It looks interesting, but and I know that it was supposed to come out this month, but they pushed it back to earlier next year. I remember seeing the trailer, and I'm sure it's a decent movie, but it feels like I've seen the entire movie. Like, yeah, it's surprises seem to be all spoiled, and, you know, I just want to see how Scorsese pulls it off. I'm sure it's a decent movie, but I don't know, it just doesn't look like it's going to be all that unpredictable.
I know, I worry about that. But, Rosemary, do you have a horror film coming out, or one that you would like to recommend that we could pick up on DVD?
I just watched, a couple of films, but it's the French film ILS.
Oh, the one that's also called Them.
Yes, that was excellent. That was a very, very good film. And I just watched, it's horror in terms of psychological, but it was a really good little independent movie. It's called May. And it's with the gal, I don't know her name, but she
Angela Bettis.
Okay, is that okay? She was in Girl Interrupted, and she also played the remake of Carrie, which is also an excellent horror film, hands down. But it was a great little film, and she played a really weird girl, like Carrie. She was a misfit. And I don't want to give too much more away, but if you get a chance, any of you out there, check out May. It was well written, directed, and the girl, the leading actress, was excellent.
Well, thank you, Rosemary and AJ, for suggestions. I haven't seen either one of those films, so I'll be looking forward to checking them out. And I see now that our time is almost up. I want to thank you, Rosemary and AJ. It's such fun to have you on our show. I think it's a tradition now that we have both of you, if your schedule permits, on our show on Halloween week. So thanks to both of you for being such wonderful guests again today. And we're just so lucky that your schedules were open and you were able to join us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It was great, as always.
Thanks for having me on, Betty Jo, anytime.
It's our pleasure to have you both on the show. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the folks at Blog Talk Radio for all their support in connection with this show. And, of course, special thanks to Nikki and Jazz for everything they do to make Movie Addict Headquarters such a treat to host. Thanks also to our chatters and other listeners who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this Halloween special. And please come back next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time when our guest will be filmmaker Dr. Ravi Godsey, whose entertaining comedy, If It Ain't Broke, Break It, premieres on November 6th. Some call Ravi a cross between Gandhi and Don Knotts, but to me, he has a very unique way of looking at life and at looking at filmmaking. So don't miss our show next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out our film reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Now here's the talented A.J. Daniels to close the show with a song we dedicate to all our Blog Talk Radio listeners.